Hi, I'm Craig Kitterman. Today I'm going to show you how to deploy your first PHP application on Windows Azure. This is a three-step process. First, what we're going to do is create a Windows Azure Ready PHP project. Second, we're going to test the application using the local Windows Azure emulator. And finally, we're going to package and deploy that application to the public Windows Azure cloud. So the first thing you need to do is install a PHP runtime for Windows, as well as the PHP Azure SDK on your machine someplace. And once you've done that, we need to set the Windows environment variable called path to point to those locations so we can access those tools. So we'll do that here. Once we've done that, we can run the scaffolder tool, which will actually create the Windows Azure project for our PHP code. And I'm going to call my project sample. And again, what this is doing, it's creating the tree structure with all the configuration files required for Windows Azure, as well as a web role, which will actually contain our PHP code. So now let's go create some PHP code. And what we'll do is we'll just create a file and call it index.php. And we'll just do a sample PHP info script so we can validate the PHP is in fact working once we get this thing deployed. So now that we've done that, let's go ahead and package our application. So I need to tell it where the application is. And it's in the sample folder. And where to put the resulting package. And let's just put it in a folder called build. The last thing I need to do is set the dev flag equal to true. And what that's going to do is tell the package tool to actually deploy the application into the Windows Azure emulator on my local machine. Also, because this has a web role inside of it, it's going to actually launch the browser and point us to that index.php file so we can see it running. So our application is working. Now that we've tested that, let's go ahead and take this application and deploy it to Windows Azure. So we'll go back to our command prompt, and let's do another package command, but this time let's put in a folder called publish, and set our dev flag to false since we don't actually need to run it in the emulator. And now what we want to do is actually edit the configuration file and change the instance count to 2. So that way, when we deploy to Windows Azure, we'll actually have two instances of our application running behind a load balancer and get the full SLA of Windows Azure by having multiple instances deployed. So let's go ahead and do the deployment now. So we'll save that file. And we'll go out here to our Windows Azure portal. I've already logged into the portal, and I'm going to create a new hosted service. And let's just call it PHP Azure Sample 999000, because I'm pretty sure that hasn't been used. And let's choose a region to put our application. I'm just going to say North Central US for the data center. And we'll go ahead and deploy that directly to production and start it directly after it's ready. And let's go find our package that we created. And here it is under the publish folder. As is our service configuration file. And we'll go ahead and click OK. Oh, we need to give it a name. Now that's going to take a few minutes to deploy. And what it's doing is actually spinning up virtual machines for that application, setting up the load balancing scheme, and provisioning the PHP runtime in each of those virtual machines, getting our application up and running. So a few minutes has gone by, and our deployment is now ready, or both of our instances are available. So let's go ahead and run our application. All you have to do is just click on the deployment and click the URL. And there you go. PHP info is running. So as you've seen, it just takes a few minutes to get a PHP application up and running on Windows Azure with redundant load balancing and 99.95% SLA. For more information, go to windowsazure.com and click on Develop.